to have him in certain packages out of the backfield.
And special teams.
And the slot.
He takes the special teams to another level instantly.
Bro.
He is the Devin Hester of this draft.
So you just said it.
It's the future.
Down and distance. It's on WGNRadio.com.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Victory Monday here on Down and Distance. Jared Payton alongside my main man, my brother, Sean Davis, SD2Mikes on Twitter. I'm at Payton Sun, PaytonSun, DAD Pod on Twitter as well. If you want to check out some of the old stuff exclusively on WGNRadio.com. It's that time. It's Happy Victory Monday. I just love being able to say that. We haven't had that many this season. We've only had three, but I'll take three. It's better than just having one or none, I'll tell you that. But the Bears did something yesterday that I haven't seen all season long. They came out of halftime with a plan. They came out of half with a plan, and they executed it. And to me, what was telling was, out the gate, Sean, was no offense. And I understand the weather conditions were horrible. I was there in the press box. It was horrible. Trying to throw the football was difficult. Establishing the run was something that both teams were trying to do, especially in weather like yesterday. But also, it was that two-minute drive at the end of the half with Matt Barkley driving these guys down the field. I think that was the first time he completed a pass, was in that drive, early in that drive. And then you started to see Jordan Howard gets into the end zone. They go into the half. They come back out. And it was those three drives of watching them come down the field and put points on the board. And to me, it was just refreshing. I haven't seen that all season long. It's what I've been hoping for. It's what I've been wishing for. And it just feels darn good to have a win. Give us a call, 312-644-4110, if you want to talk some Bears with us. Sean, what was probably the biggest thing that stuck out to you about yesterday's win?
Pretty much everything we've been saying.
What was that?
Calm down. Be patient. The youngsters are getting better. This team is not as good as everybody expected. This organization was in worse shape than most thought. And to think that in a year and a half or 2 years that everything would turn around and all of a sudden we would contend for the division or the playoffs is a little bit far-fetched.
But true,
what we saw yesterday, it's funny how when you're down to bare bones and you're forced to do things a certain way, it's funny how things can be beneficial.
I see where you're
going. Bare bones in your receivers, especially a week after your receivers cost you a game with drops. It's funny how they come out with the mentality, missing their two top free agent signings, your middle linebackers. And all of a sudden, the unit of the front four that we thought would dominate found a way to dominate. They kept San Francisco out of the end zone on a quick turnaround, even when Deontay Thompson fumbled the kickoff. Quick change. They kept the 49ers out of the end zone. And like you said, after being dominated and playing poorly, all it took was one drive at the end of the first half to change the entire complexity of that game. They went to the locker room and they came out with the mentality after throwing the ball down the field to get that touchdown, let's pound these guys. What do I ask you after every loss? Whether you're at GN the station or you're at the game, what do I ask you every time? What's been the same question I've asked you after every L?
Sean, there's been a lot.
No, but there's been one that's been pretty consistent.
Is it running the football?
Why hasn't Jordan Howard gotten over 20 carries?
I'll say this. I put it in a tweet yesterday. And my tweet was, is that Jordan Howard and the running backs as a whole needed no less than 30 carries. I was just setting that limit because when I looked at just the trends of how Dow Loggins was through previous games, and I went through, and this is stuff that everybody can look at. You can dissect. the games where Jordan Howard has no less than 23 carries,
yes,
the Bears have won the game.
Yes.
So, I mean, we're talking about the Lions game. We're talking about the Minnesota game. And then we're talking about this game yesterday. There's no secret. There shouldn't be a secret to what this team needs to do to be able to win. You just talked about it. You have a bunch of young receivers and guys that I would say guys that don't have a lot of experience, let's say that are trying to make it, that are trying to prove themselves. And I'm all for that. Yesterday and last week as well, it's more of a glaring fact that Alshon Jeffery more than likely is going to be back as a Chicago Bear. For people who might be upset or trying to think, well, maybe he's not that guy, it's stating his case that you have to bring him back. And I don't know if you give him a big deal. I'm just saying you franchise tag him again to bring him back because you start to see where you're lacking. And this is what hurts, is there's not a lot of playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. You need at least one. You need somebody. Alshon is not the fastest guy. We both know that. Not the quickest guy. We both know that. But when it comes to him being a receiver that can be open, he's pretty much open all the time. And does he have issues sometimes catching the football? I think everybody does, but he's more sure-handed than I think most than the sure-handed receivers in the NFL that you can go, okay, we need a big play. Let's go. We can make it. This team, though, has deficiencies on the offensive side because you're bound to running the football, and when you don't run the football, there's nothing else there. You don't have anything else. So teams know what you're going to do, so that means you have to be perfect at it at almost, which is hard to do in the NFL, which is hard to do just in life in general. And it kind of takes away a little bit of the mojo of what this team needs to do, I think, going forward. But when you have a guy like Jordan Howard, man, dude, I don't know. Because Kevin White, you don't know what you have in Kevin White, right? You don't know. You started to see flashes, but you don't know.
Yeah, you saw flashes once Hoyer came into the game.
Yeah, you didn't see it with Jay.
You didn't see it with Jay.
Yeah, but that's just Jay being Jay. I wipe my hands with Jay, man. I hope, you know what? Thank you for your service. And it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny because Brian Hoyer gets hurt, which is not funny. Then Connor Shaw got hurt, which is not funny. But the fact that you found a quarterback who could maybe
serviceable backup.
A serviceable backup through all those injuries. For a guy who you didn't even think, oh, why is he here? I remember seeing Matt Barkley when he walked my first time walking into that locker room. I was like, what's he doing here? You know, like when you're at the gym and you're about to shoot it with your boys and somebody walks in and you're like, whose team is he on?
He might be on his Ryan Fitzpatrick. Some guys get it after 4, 5, 6 years in the National Football League.
System.
Doesn't mean that they should get big money.
No.
Doesn't mean they should be your starter.
No.
So we're not saying, yeah, make him your Ryan Fitzpatrick. Make him your starter next year. But he's a serviceable backup.
You have to feel good about that.
He's shown in the last two games that he can direct. He definitely can pass the ball. Doesn't have the biggest arm. He's a lot more mobile than people give him credit for.
He's pretty.
And I saw him stand in the pocket and take hits and get the ball off.
Sean.
Yesterday. That was very impressive.
He's pretty darn accurate.
Very accurate.
And I think that's.
Brian Hoyer
is accurate. He just can't throw the deep ball.
Jay Cutler.
Jay. It's, you know what it is about Jay, and I know I'm not saying something that these people don't know.
You know when you get a new app?
Yes.
You know when you get a new app on your phone?
And yes.
In order to operate it, what do they say? In order for it to operate properly or give you the best output, we need your location, right?
Oh, that's what Uber just
did. We need your accuracy.
That's what Uber just did.
To give you the best accuracy, we need to know where you're at.
Nah. Not me. I shut that off.
Yeah. You shut it off?
I shut it off.
Jay Cutler shut it off, too.
Well, he shut, he shut down.
Because the accuracy has been off for a long time.
But we both know what it is. We know what it is with Jay.
But moving forward, I have a couple of questions for you.
Uh-oh, here we go.
You're the Bears expert.
No, I'm not really.
What are you doing at offensive line? Cody Whitehair has definitely established himself as a possible Pro Bowl All-Pro center in the future.
In that scary moment when he got rolled up on yesterday.
It was.
Because that dude is.
But now you have Grassu coming back. You have Long at one guard. So are you tempted to give Grassu his job back and keep Cody at guard? But then you still have Josh Sitton.
But I think long term, we got to start thinking about long term.
Or do you think about, because he played right tackle at Kansas State for 4 years, do you think about letting Cody Whitehair get that right tackle situation next to Kyle Long?
Well, listen, either way that you're breaking this down with Cody Whitehair, any way you do it, you still have some more spots. You're going to have a spot, two spots to fill.
Absolutely.
So if you move him to right tackle.
Plus depth.
But hold up though. You're talking about it was a blessing in disguise that Kyle Long was out because he got a chance to get those surgeries and hopefully
get
fixed and be healthy.
And stop fighting through injuries.
He was fighting through injuries, and then that was going to hurt him for next year as well. So blessing in disguise there. But you're telling me that you could put Cody Whitehair on the right and have Kyle Long healthy at right guard? Dude, that right side of that line is a beast.
Beast.
Now, it's Grassu was the one that you got to hope that we started to see before the injury was he was starting to pick it up a little bit and understand.
Right.
So that process, we got to see if he can still get back to that process and get better. Because being out, you can learn as much as you want in the down in the room watching film, but it's a different story when you have the opportunity to actually do it when you get a chance to be on the football field. And I think that's what changes the dynamics. You got to definitely see how he can come back. But I think the tackle positions it's a huge issue. And I'm not saying that I don't like Leno because I think he's a guy that can play. He's not bad. He's just not that guy, I guess you would say, when you look at the position and what the position stands for, not only what the position stands for, but also the importance of that left tackle position. But you're going to have to move someone. I think the Bears are lucky because Ryan Pace did his homework on Cody Whitehair. You know why? Because he is, I'm not saying, you already said it, potential Pro Bowl player at center position. From a guy that was starting the year and was supposed to be your left guard to moving to center after an injury and has played lights out as a rookie. As a rookie. For all these people, I'll get to that in a second. But he's just like Kyle Long that it doesn't matter where you put him. Because that's where this offensive line is changing now. You're not like a designated position. Guys are being able to play all up and down the line, and I think versatility is what is going to change and give you the opportunity to be dominant on that offensive line of having guys that can switch in and out. Because we know injuries, we've already seen it this year, and Bears fans have seen it through the last couple of years of injuries and revolving door at the position. I think you move him. You're talking about sitting coming back. I wouldn't mind moving him to the right side, drafting a left tackle, or put some money on it and going out in free agency and finding a left tackle. Why not? Because that's where you have to dominate if you want to dominate, that's the way to do it. Because more than likely we're not getting a Dak Prescott that's coming in here that's going to be able to sling the ball like he has as a rookie, or a Carson Wentz that understands right out the gate. You might be getting a guy like Jared Goff that's going to have to sit on the shelf for a little bit. So the only thing that you're going to do, there's only so much money with the cap that you can go out and spend money. So you're hoping that these wide receivers take the next step. You're hoping that Alshon Jeffrey and Kevin White can be those guys that you can depend on for an entire season. But you're going to have to run the football. And no matter who. And so he's either, what, you're going to have, what, Matt Barkley or Brian Hoyer as your quarterback? I mean, you're going to have to run the football if you're going to try to win games, especially in this division. So, I mean, it is what it is. But I got to get on this real quick. So talking about Cody White here, talking about Cody brings me to this point. For everybody out there that talks about Ryan Pace, watch and look at what's going on. Because my presser this week talks about the youth movement. The youth movement shined yesterday. And the youth has been shining on picks that he picked in this past draft. Jordan Howard, monster day yesterday. 3 touchdowns, getting in, very plain, very inspired. Wearing those cleats that remember his father who passed away when he was 12 from pulmonary fibrosis, and played like a monster yesterday. Leonard Floyd keeps showing you why they went out and got him. He's a difference maker, and he's going to keep getting better over time. You mentioned him out the gate, Cody White here. You don't talk about him enough, and we don't talk about him enough because he's not doing a lot wrong. It'd be a different story if he was out there messing up, blowing assignments. It's the best thing that you don't hear his name because he's out there performing. And we talk to him, and it's funny to see an offensive lineman get surrounded by the media after the game. Cody, how's the leg? Everything fine? Everything fine? Like, worried because they know what he means to this organization moving forward. The youth movement is fine. I'm just excited because I want to see Ryan Pace get a couple more drafts underneath his belt. Because I feel like he can find more special talent to keep adding. That's why Bears fans have to understand that this thing is not going to be turned over overnight. Just because you got a guy like John Fox, you thought that it was going to turn over in the second year because what he's done in the past, this is a different situation. A rehaul of the entire roster.
Gut rehab. This is not remodeling the kitchen.
No,
this redoing is redoing the basement.
No.
This is down to the studs.
You're taking it down to the studs. And you know what that means is that, yes, it's going to take some time before the entire house is done.
Absolutely.
It's going to take time before, you know, you pick out the wallpaper that are going down in the bathroom of your powder room. This is before you finish the basement, because right now all you got is workout equipment down there and your kids' stuff. Okay, I'm getting into my feelings right there.
A little bit.
I was talking about my basement, but it's finished now.
That's cool.
But now, guess what? In my basement, Sean, it's finished. The house is complete. And now as a family, we can sit down and enjoy the basement and the entire house. That's what Bears fans have to sit back and understand, that this is a process. It's like building a house. We keep talking about the foundation, right? You talk about the foundation. It's got to be built on something. And you got to start somewhere. But, Sean, this Bears locker room has not given up, man. I'm in that locker room every Thursday at Hallis Hall. Every home game so far, I've been at home just covering the games. And they haven't lost the fight. And to me, that's a telling tale of kind of this new regime, and I think the new mindset in that locker room with these guys and some of the players. Yeah, you gave up stuff, and I get why you had to get rid of Brandon Marshall. I understand now, it makes sense, because if you, no diss to my buddy Brand, but if he was losing like this, he would be the focal point. Because the media would have made him the focal point or made him one of the voices. And I just think that now, seeing the voices of this locker room, things have changed, bro. It's changed. And I think it's changed for the better. Go ahead.
Things are looking up. Just need, you know, answer this question.
Yes.
Answer this question.
I'm going to answer your question.
I had this debate with a couple of Bears fans out there on Twitter.
Okay, what is it?
Looking at it right now, I think we're in a virtual tie with the Jets for the 3rd and 4th slot in the upcoming draft.
Yeah.
Most people would say that the Bears need a playmaker, somebody special. If the Bears get the 3rd slot, tell me if I'm wrong. Based upon my analysis of watching previous drafts, paying attention to scouts, and how teams draft, most people want, I've said it since last year, I think you've said it, we would love to see Jabril Peppers in a Bears uniform as safety. My question, though, if you have the number 3 overall pick in the draft,
best available,
do you take Jabril Peppers?
Best available.
See, you just answered my question.
Best available.
And what I don't think they reach on a quarterback at 3.
I don't
because there isn't one there, in my opinion.
Listen, Sean, in the matter of seconds that you have been sitting here asking me this question, there have been people on Facebook Live that have all said new quarterback. Dave just said new quarterback.
I'm seeing
new quarterback a lot. Like Justin said, we need to draft Watson. Now,
this is my point. This is the sticky thing. You know how I feel about Deshaun Watson. Currently, people that we trust, such as Matt Miller, have Deshaun Watson as the 12th best prospect. If you want Deshaun Watson, you don't have to go get him at 3.
No,
this
don't.
Is my thing. He's not even the number 1 quarterback, which is a shame. He's not even the number 1 quarterback. The number 1 quarterback is Mitch Trubisky. I'm going to say that again.
Mitch Trubisky from UNC. And I've watched his film. He's got something. I just don't know.
You know how I judge quarterbacks. I don't want to see his game against UNC Wilmington.
I don't want
to see his game against the Fighting Illini.
But guess the game I watched.
The game against Florida State, I saw Lamar Jackson kill Florida State.
I get it. Listen, it's tough. Listen, I'm gonna scroll back here to, I think it was Steve. Yes, it's Steve Collins. Steve Collins. When we just said Jabril Peppers, he said no way. Now Steve, listen.
At number three.
Steve, if you're watching still, and I see you've commented, call right now. I don't care if you're in your office, call us. 312-644-4110.
But JP, this is the thing.
We have somebody on the line right now.
At number 3.
Yeah.
I don't know if I take him. But if he was Eric Berry, fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If he was Earl Thomas, fine. I don't think he's Earl Thomas or Eric Berry from a range standpoint.
Yeah, but
he's more of Cam Chancellor, not size-wise. But mentality.
But you're building, though, Sean.
You are building.
Sean, you're building.
But my point is, if I can get him at 5 or 6 and somebody else really wants a quarterback, come up here and get this quarterback. I'll get him at 5 or 6.
All right, who we got? Are they live online? Hit the live. We're going to go out to the line real quick. Hold up. Who we got?
Alexander Vanderloo.
How you doing?
I want to say thank you to your father for making me a Bears fan. And I will never stop being a Bears fan, just like I've never stopped being a Cubs fan. And I also wanted to say happy birthday to my son, Thomas Vanderloo, and my great niece, Willow.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm glad you called.
And thank you for all your great posts that you have. I love your family.
No problem, and have a great
God
day,
bless
okay?
You all. All right, bye-bye.
I mean, that's where it comes from, man. Listen, I get where you're coming from, Sean. I get where you're coming from. I'm going to tell you this, though, fam.
So you say best available.
Well.
Best available, right? Is he the best available? See, this is my.
I don't know if he is, but I'm talking about best available. It's got to be a need. If let's just say it was a running back, I wouldn't take a running back. And you know how much I love Leonard Fournette. If he was there, I'd be like, as much as I love him. I still would be a little hesitant. But best available to me means that you can actually go and have somebody that you really like at that position or something, a position at need. And I think that's where you got to kind of change it up just a little bit. All right, let's go back out to the line. Who we got on the line?
This is Steve, man. You told me to give you a call.
All right, Steve. So you got to give us – give me your thoughts. Why not Jabril Peppers if you have a chance to get him at 3?
I believe I watched Peppers play, and he's a great athlete, but the Bears need to move on from great athletes. They need to get a starting quarterback for the future. And I know the draft coming up doesn't have the blue chipper, they're saying, but that's what they need to concentrate on.
I get you. Listen, I get you, and I understand, but you just said it. So you don't know if that quarterback is in this draft. So, I mean, to me, you have a guy that if you put him on your defense, regardless, he's probably not going to play corner, but you pull him anywhere else on the football field and he immediately is going to make your defense better. To me, you got to build one or the other side. And to me, a defense is going to win you a championship. And so at the safety position, you need another guy that can play. And he can come down and play in the box if you need him to. That's why I say he's a guy that normally gives you one position. He gives you multiple positions that he can play on the defensive side of the football field.
He has one career interception at Michigan. One career interception. He just got it last week.
My man. And he got it off a tip pass from a man that was in front of him wide open.
Yep.
This is my problem. I said if he was Earl Thomas – or Eric Berry with extreme range, take him at three. He's not.
There's no doubt. No doubt the Bears need safety help. No doubt. That's been a problem for what? Going on the last 8 years?
8 years, absolutely.
Yep, absolutely. But the Bears got a lot of young talent on that defense. It's the offense. You got to score points in this league now. It's a quarterback-driven league.
Steve,
it's a quarterback-driven league. And Jarrett's right. The blue chipper might not be out there right now, but I still think we don't want to be drafting at 1, 2, or 3 again for a long time. And if we got the 1, 2, or 3, you got to get a quarterback in there.
That's right.
I get you, man. Steve, I appreciate you
Thanks, man.
Go Bears. Loved your dad. Awesome.
All right. Have a good day. Well, I mean, that's it right there. I'm with you.
What do you need? You have to say within yourself.
I'm not.
Okay. Does Fuller go to safety?
No.
Okay.
Kyle
Has
Fuller
Deion
did.
Bush done enough from a range standpoint to say this is our range safety?
He still got those questions. He's
okay.
His,
that's fine.
His health. I don't.
Now, Peppers is going to be very involved in the run game. If you are drafting him to be your center fielder, you're making the wrong draft pick at three.
Well, as a center fielder, yes. I don't know. I don't think he has that range. But Sean, I'm trying to tell you, he's a player, bro.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's where I'm coming from.
Who has wanted him since his junior season?
Listen. I'm totally with you.
My
Everything
question
that you're
is,
saying.
Are you drafting him at number three?
I don't know, but Vic Fangio might be sitting there and saying, I can do something with
okay.
this dude.
If Vic Fangio is sitting there and Myles Garrett and Jerron Reed are right there, then what?
Then it might be a different story, but.
That's the one of those guys are going to be on the board at three.
Yeah, and it all depends, man. I don't think you have enough edge rushers, so.
There you go.
I mean, let's be honest. I don't know if you can have enough edge rushers, and we've seen what it means to be dominant at that. I mean, think about Pernell McPhee. How much he's playing right now, how effective he truly is. You're going to need somebody. You need somebody else in that rotation, another guy for that position. Man, it's endless. There's so many things you need. But I don't want to hear Bears fans talk about, I get that you need a quarterback. I get that. I just don't know if that dude is here.
I
got checked yesterday.
Okay.
I got checked yesterday by Double Z.
Okay.
And he told me, he said, how do you know that? There is a quarterback in every single draft. You just got to do the scout and the finding.
Oh, absolutely.
And so I was like,
you
yeah.
might find him in
you
three.
Might find you might, him.
No one knew Dak.
No.
Right? And golf right now stinks.
Well, I thought Dak.
We all said that. You heard it here first on Down and Distance while everybody else was saying he's the most pro-ready. We told you we've watched film.
Or we've seen him live.
We've seen him live, and we're not impressed. We also told you that Carson Wentz would be better early.
Okay.
We always convert on Down and Distance. That's what we do. But
everybody wants a quarterback.
You can have a quarterback. But the question is, do you take the quarterback at the third overall pick in this draft? No.
You don't take
a quarterback in this draft at the number three. Deshaun Watson, you can get in the teens.
David Whittaker thinks you can find that quarterback.
Find him where, Dave? That's my question. Where are you going to find him? Do not waste the number one pick, which is the third overall pick, or the fourth overall this draft class at quarterback.
I'm seeing all this stuff. Zach saying, Joshua said safety,
I agree. Safety is a need. There's one move that no one is talking about.
What's the move?
Left tackle.
It's a huge.
There's no way you pass up a stud left tackle.
If he's there.
Let me tell you why. If you get the stud left tackle, then you can go get a quarterback in the late rounds. You know why? His environment is going to be very safe and calm for him to work in and develop. Look at Dak Prescott.
It's real. It's real.
His development has been really sweet, smooth.
Look at.
Because of the offensive line in front of him.
Look at Jared Goff.
Offensive line, right? That's starting for us now was the star of Hard Knocks, one of the stars of Hard Knocks, and he got cut by the Rams.
Well,
so that lets you know.
Chad just chimed in. Defense, man, we need defensive, dude. Improvements in O-line improvements. We've always said this.
Isn't this funny to see the dynamic of what fans want and what they think?
I love seeing this. But how could you pass up Fournette if he's available, Eddie said? You know why? It's because as much as I love him, he's like my little brother. I love him
I would prefer McCaffrey to go along with Jordan Howard if we're going to build a backfield.
Ooh, yes. You just gave McCaffrey? You know why I love McCaffrey, though?
McCaffrey, special teams, wide slot wide receiver, third down back.
Think you got it, dude, though, that you haven't seen yet. I like they got a guy that's sitting on the shelf that could probably make some plays. That's my boy Braverman, man. He's nice. And they hold them in the wings. They had them up on deck yesterday, but they didn't let them loose, didn't let them spin. I think there's something there. Free agency is where quarterback kickers search begins. Troy said he loves McCaffrey. Dude, he's a dynamic player, man. Because he's not gonna line up. You don't want him to line up every single down to dot the I, but to have him in certain packages. Out of the backfield.
And special teams.
And the slot.
He takes
special
the special teams to another level instantly.
Bro.
He is the Devin Hester of this draft.
So you just said it. We got to get back to that. Why are we forgetting? Why are we forgetting, Sean, about the third phase of the game? Special teams is key. When the Bears went to the Super Bowl, what did they have?
But that comes with depth, right?
I know, but what did they have? They had a defense.
Yep.
I'm talking about 06.
Defense, running game.
A running
O-line.
Game. And O-line. And what? Special teams. Right out the gate. Sean, right out the gate.
Yeah.
Special teams. Man. You need a dynamic tight end as well. I like Zach Miller. But health is always been a question, and I know it's
– But you can find those guys second, third round.
Yeah, you have to.
You can find that second, third round. My point of contention today,
yes.
What I'm laying down,
mm-hmm.
If you get the third overall pick, there's no way you can pass on the likes of Myles Garrett or Jerron Reed from Alabama. You can't. They will be the best available. They will make your defense even nastier, the depth you'll have. If you think Eddie Goldman is good now, you put him next to Jerron Reed with McPhee and Floyd on the outside.
Yes, I would wonder if Peyton was there.
This is him. Who's this?
Yes, this is Kevin Muldoon. I talked to you earlier.
Yeah, Kevin, I remember. I remember talking to you a couple weeks. I think it was last week about trying to get the Bears. They haven't gotten back to me yet, man.
Well, what about NHL football team?
I don't know any other teams other than the Bears, really, that I'm close to.
Okay. Now, how are you going to celebrate Christmas?
All right. Well, you have a great Christmas. Okay.
You too, and Oh, did the Bears win yesterday? I missed it.
Yes, they won 26-6. They beat probably the worst team in the NFL. Well, one of the worst teams, the 49ers. So it wasn't you didn't miss much.
Yeah, my phone keeps me up to date with the scores, but I just missed it for some reason. But my dad watched it.
Well, listen,
I know that.
That's awesome, man. Well, listen, I appreciate your call, and we'll definitely talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you. And you do have my number, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. You have a Christmas.
You have a great Christmas. So we are talking, Zachary said, and this is just something I haven't seen, but his name just popped up, Zachary Campbell. Do you go after Eric Berry?
He's a free agent, but the way he's played this season,
that's what I'm putting a hit.
Do you understand how disrespectful it would be for Kansas City not to re-sign him?
After
everything he's gone through and what he represents for that organization, he is like Brian Urlacher for that defense.
I know.
But it's a business.
But it's a business.
It's a business.
So we know how it goes. We've seen it before.
Look.
We've seen it before, man.
Okay.
You let him loose. That's a game changer right there.
If you get him, then look, this is why free agency, for me, especially with the amount of money that the Bears will have this offseason, if they move on from Jay Cutler, they'll have even more.
They'll have some more dough.
If they go after Eric Berry and they get him, then it's now about the offensive and defensive line.
Yeah. Because you cannot have to worry so much about the back end.
You compare Devin with Eric Berry. You still go and get – they have young DBs that they like. Tracy Porter has been outstanding, very quietly.
Low-key, Tracy Porter has been
– right?
Pro Bowl-type, yes, player.
And their young DBs have been – they've been injured.
But what are you going to do?
They haven't had a chance to shine.
What do you do – what's going to happen with Fuller? What happens with Kyle Fuller? It's been one of those weird. His
he's
3 years,
he doesn't
right?
fit. He just doesn't fit what Vic Fangio wants to do.
No.
He just doesn't.
But isn't that weird? Because remember what I said when we watched film when he came out. Remember that year?
No, that's when you watched film. What you saw? I didn't want him. I think we both wanted Aaron Donald. I think we were both on record saying,
you
wanted him more because I saw, which was on my part, was a little bit disrespectful because I said I watched him go up against Zach Martin and
yes,
I saw Zach Martin give him the business.
But
those are two all-pro players.
But hold up. Aaron Donald was who we both wanted. But after it was the pick was made, I went back and watched the film of Fuller in – that first game of the year against Alabama and watched him ball against Alabama because I wanted to see what he did against top-tier talent. And I was thinking that, man, this dude has range.
Well, Alabama's Sean, passing game
I know,
is not...
but Sean, I was looking at range and him being able to play inside as well, and none of that stuff is carried over.
He's never come across to me.
He's not physical.
As a lockdown.
Not physical enough.
Just not.
And if you're going to be a...
If Lovey was here, he'd be a great defensive back.
Oh, yeah, because the cover two,
cover
man.
Cover two fits him perfectly.
But he is gets exposed in that.
And then other people fail to realize, man, I think this goes to shows how much respect.
Real quick.
Charles Tillman deserves.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you play on the other side from another great defensive back, it definitely makes the game easier for you. I don't think people understand that. I just don't think people understand it.
Yeah.
Like this shed kid that's playing for the Seahawks, having a great season. You're playing on the other side of Richard Sherman.
Oh, whoa.
And you have Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas in the defensive backfield. Makes it a lot easier.
We got to talk about this.
Let's get it.
Justin. Justin just posted on Facebook Live, Watson almost beat Bama in the national championship last year. That's top of the top talent. Question mark.
Is he asking a question or is he making a statement?
He's kind of making a statement.
Well, he's preaching to the choir.
But last
on Deshaun Watson.
But last year was a different Watson, though.
No, hold on. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't because he threw a red zone interception in the national championship game that they could have extended the lead to 14 points. So Deshaun Watson is always, because he trusts in his arm, he's always going to try to sneak it in there in the red zone. But this year, the running game was non-existent. He's had games where he's thrown 70, not 17. He has had games where he's had to throw 70 passes just for his team to have a chance to win. 70. That's crazy. But if you put him in the right situation with the right coaching, I've never seen a quarterback besides Cam Newton, and I've said this, that ran inside the tackles against Alabama effectively.
Well, you don't do that.
That doesn't happen.
Hey, can I give a shout out real quick?
Give it. Because you know we have to get to the CFP.
We
have to talk about this college football
Okay,
playoff.
So I really want to kind of figure out. I feel like we've got a good grasp. A lot of people are asking a lot of different questions. Shout out to Charles Tillman that's on there. Defense is what I think the most. When you look at the numbers that people are talking about here on the live, everybody wants to see, you know, building on the defense. Because I think that's where wins championships. A name that keeps popping up. Garoppolo.
No.
We've talked about this.
No.
Jimmy Garoppolo, hometown kid. You know what kind of bag you're going to have to give him?
Not until this offensive line is fixed.
Do you know what kind of bag?
And the thing
a
you
duffel
said.
Duffel bag. I mean, the U-Haul truck to back up to his house.
It's not just the bag. Who's coming with him? If he's bringing the same quarterback coach with the same system, fine. If not, if he's being asked to do something outside of the realm of what they ask him to do in New England,
then
no.
Douglas just said, what about AJ McCarron?
Depend if we're going to be a play action power running team, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Okay.
He's a stopgap.
Just a bridge guy?
Yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't expect him to be the guy for the next 6 years.
Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy's name keeps popping up.
Nah.
Jimmy keeps popping up.
Name me a quarterback that left New England and was successful.
I'll wait.
Matt Castle, how was that?
He looked great.
No.
Hey, man. He's a Rolling Meadows guy. I get that. Listen, we don't. There's not a lot of change, man. The defense is. I love the defense. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my man, who's done a great job. Doesn't get enough credit with his position. That's my man, Clint Hurt. Clint Hurt has done a wonderful job.
When we talk about Leonard Floyd that we see today,
to see the Leonard Floyd
from day one.
I've talked to Leonard Floyd and I asked him how. How have you gotten over this hump?
Right.
Clint has shown me the view of what I need to do, how I need to be able to use my body, get around.
Right.
Talk, hey, talking to Purnell, same thing. Purnell, what's going on with this youngster? He's buying into what Clint Hurt is giving him. So you got to give respect there. That's my guy. That's my Miami connection. He's done a great job with those linebackers.
Fabulous job.
Dude, it's phenomenal to kind of to watch that process. But it's got to start on one side, man. And you brought this, and it's been in my head over the last 2 weeks. I don't know which direction you want to go. You can build while you're building, but you need to have you need to focus on one side. And what do you want to be known as? Because this is a team that's searching for an identity, and I see it building, and I see it like coming together. You gotta figure out which way you want to go. Like which way are you gonna put your not all your focus, but this is going to be our calling card. But we already have this over here. To me, it makes sense if you're gonna do it with the defense.
Yeah.
And add to this defense and make this defense ridiculous, and to add pieces on the offense, you can add pieces.
Isn't it crazy? Basically, what the NFL is showing you is that in one draft, you have to hit on two players.
You have to.
There has to be a draft coming up in the near future where you have to hit on two Pro Bowlers, two All Pros. You have to. If you want to be a contender, right? The Raiders did it with their quarterback and Khalil Mack. They did it with Carmack.
Yeah.
The Cowboys, even though they had the foundation of the offensive line, they did it with Dak and Zeke.
Mm-hmm.
In one draft, you have to hit on two impact players. You have to.
So, I mean, we look at this past draft, and it's pretty good. And the year before – let's not give – and I didn't mention this dude, and I should have, and I'm so sorry. But another dude on that defensive line that is going to be a stud if he can stay healthy.
Got benched yesterday.
No, not him. I'm talking about Goldman.
Oh, that goes without question. Proof. But once again
– oh, we saw Jonathan Buller get benched, yes.
Right.
I know.
That's another kid with promise.
Promise.
But Goldman?
He changes the way you run the football.
Man.
He changes the way you run the football. I love watching him play.
Look at the game Hicks had next to Goldman.
Exactly.
When Goldman's out, look at his game.
Hicks has it's
when Goldman's
it's crazy.
Playing, look at how he plays. Impact player. Impact player.
Whitehair. Jarrett just said Whitehair and Howard. You can't forget about Floyd.
He has 7 sacks.
Can't forget about Floyd.
He might end up with double-digit sacks after missing a couple of games.
Feeds back up. Focus on the D, Roy says. Got to try to get big playmakers on offense. But D all the way. People want to see this defense, man. That's what they know. They've been in Chicago.
Our
been
listener
Bears
that
fans,
mentioned.
They know.
Yeah, our listener that mentioned Eric Berry in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
That's a game changer.
It's a game changer. That's the playmaker
if
that
Ryan Pace wants respect.
Wanted talking about.
If Ryan Pace wants respect.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go get him. Now you're talking. Now you're cooking. Because now you have all pro players at every level of your defense.
Dude, what do you think Clint Hurt does with Myles Garrett?
Ask him that.
What do you
and
think?
See, ask him that face to face and see what his face does.
I want to know what he does with Myles Garrett.
Ask him that.
You can't have enough.
Ask him that.
You can't have enough, man. I'm telling you, we both saw it. I called you right after the Super Bowl last season. I remember I called you and was like, "Yo, bro, that defense was something different that I've seen. Like the Von Miller's different." And I know Von Miller's don't just come around that often.
Right? And they have Shane Ray just waiting.
Dude,
Shane once Ray. Ware is retired.
Oh yeah, we
just waiting.
It's you need those guys.
And Myles Garrett is not the only one.
Your court, I know.
I keep telling you about Derek Burnett kid from Tennessee.
Hey,
everybody's talking about Myles Garrett. Check him out.